So yeah, I just had a conversation, 30-minute drive to another city, and the lady is starting to wake up to this simulation, the hologram and all that. And I told her, I said, the same storyline plays out every day. And the purpose of it is to move you, whatever the storyline is around you, is to cut and turn and bring you into union with the spirit mind, which is love and truth, you know, to get you out of bitterness and living in the past and unforgiveness and all that stuff. It's to move you away from that into the spirit mind. And so all these objects are derivatives of the word, and so the word is hitting you every day to change you. And once God cuts out the flesh mind, which is it's a lifelong process, but you can get to the point where you're not living in the past, you're not bitter, you're not in unforgiveness, you're not in hatred. You love your neighbor. Doesn't mean you don't have boundaries. You still set boundaries, but you can love your neighbor as yourself. And so God is moving you to that point where you can see that what others are going through, you go through or have went through, or they're going to go through what you went through, whatever. And so then once you understand that, and the storyline, the universe storyline is one verse, it keeps hitting you until you learn your lesson. And so as you learn your lesson, I'm driving down the highway, so I'm doing two things at once. Once you learn your lesson, the same storyline is still happening, but you're in tune with it then. So the storyline of the universe, one turn, is hitting you to bring you into unity with the universal storyline, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, and his faith alone and Jesus alone, right? And so I didn't say all this stuff, but I'm pretty much, I gave her enough where she could figure it out on her own, I think. So the same storyline is always happening, and so it's cutting you and turning you and birthing you into your new state, which is the spirit mind. So as it hits you, you're having to get rid of some of that old stuff. And once you get your heart right, once God turns you enough to get your heart, your mind, your will, your emotions, your soul, your intellect, once you get your heart right, what happens? You're in high level synchronicity with the universe, with God's plan, with the one turn, the story. And so you're in tune with the story. And so you're here, there, you're everywhere, because the same place, no matter where you are, is the same fractal holographic story. And so that same story is turning you. And then once you get to where you need to be, then you can help, you can be in tune with the universe, help other people, push out the baby, the internal, what did Paul say, till Christ be formed in you. So then you become, you're in tune with the whole thing, so you can push out babies because you agree with the word, and everything is the word. So as you push out the babies by speaking the word, speaking the truth, everybody else goes through the process. So when you look at somebody who's acting stupid or crazy, you don't have to, you feel sorry for them unless they're growing. You know, it's just like a baby crying. You walk by a situation where you hear a baby crying, the birthing pains, and that's what all these people who are in the flesh fighting and arguing, and it's all birthing pains, you know. Screaming and yelling and fighting and arguing, and he said, she said, and you're evil. You're actually looking at yourself. When you call somebody else evil, you're calling yourself evil, to be honest with you. But we know the liberals are contrary to the word, and they pretty much follow Lucifer. They're evil. But in our old Adam, we're all evil, except for Christ in us, the hope of glory. So there's only one judge and lawgiver, right? So the storyline that is happening every day, all the time, once you change into a new person, once God puts you through enough cuttings and turnings and you move to the next level, the storyline has to change. And if the storyline changes, there's people in your world that have to go away. They disappear because you're not, they don't even, they're, you're in such a higher vibration, they have to disappear because it's all a simulation. It's all a hologram. So once you're in this certain level, they have to go away because you're not playing that game anymore. You've seen through it. And if you notice, you can see when they, when they're contradicting themselves, when they're blaming other people, when they're saying he said, she said, when they're not taking responsibility for themselves. You can see it. You can actually see it happening. And you don't even resonate with those people anymore. And the word resonate, you might say, well, is the word resonate a biblical term? Yeah. Let me tell you why. Resonate. Resonate. When you're eating and drinking of that eternal life, the word, Jesus, God's Son, you're resonating because you're eating and drinking of that word, which is higher than the earth plane. It's 5D. You're eating and drinking of something higher, so you don't resonate with this place anymore. So the only people you can get along with are the spirit-filled believers. And the carnal Christians, and they exist because we've all been there. You know they exist because you've been one of them. I've been, you've been, we've all been a carnal Christian at times. And sometimes we step back into it, even when we forget who we are, we've stepped back into it. So, but we don't stay there long. But the carnal Christians are trying to resonate with the world and with the spirit, with the 3D and the 5D. And it's not possible. Your body has to, your body has to resonate with the 3D. I mean, you have to eat right. Don't overeat. You have to sleep right, drink water. Your body has to resonate with 3D, but that don't mean you have to resonate with 3D. The real you. You're in a human body down here. You're seated in the heavenlies, but you're still in a human body. You're functioning in a human body, which is really just an AI program. And you can bring the body under subjection, like Paul said. He says he brought the body under subjection. You don't have to submit to any urge, really, except eventually you'll go to sleep. Eating, eventually, I mean, people do 40 days of fasting. I don't know if they really do or not, but they say they do. But you can do some serious fasting. Eventually, your body, once you do a 24-hour fast, you're like, wow, I haven't even been hungry. I thought I would be starving, but you're not. Your body's eating of the fat and the dead cells. It's eating itself, you know? Why do you think he says some things only come out by prayer and fasting? Because you're disconnected from 3D and you're in a 5D mindset. And so when you walk in that 5D mindset, you're breaking the patterns of the 3D. You understand? By breaking those patterns in the 5D, they have to be broken in the 3D. When you disconnect from the 3D in your body, right, and your affections are above, what's more powerful? The spirit realm is more powerful than the 3D, and so the 3D has to follow. All the chains have to be broken. They always try to come back. I I downloaded the Instagram just for a minute, just to see what was going on it. And I was scrolling through, and this image came up. I don't know if it's a real old image, some lady and another lady standing beside her. And the lady standing beside her looked like my ex-wife. And I thought, okay, what does that mean? I don't know if it was her or not. I can't even remember what she looks like. It's been so long, I don't even know what she looks like, but it looked like her. But it looked like the younger version of her, which I doubt she still looks the same. If she did, then she is a shapeshifter like I thought she was. But she looks a lot, it looked like the image of the ex, and I was like, okay, let me screenshot that and just zoom in and see if that was my ex. And it's like, wow. If it is her, it's an older picture, you know. So why would that show up in the Instagram feed? I've never looked at her stuff. I've never tried to find any of her stuff. I doubt she's even on it. I don't even know if she's on it. I doubt she is. As much trouble as she caused. But anyway, even those storylines that try to come back, you broke it in the 5D. You're not even that same person anymore. That person don't exist. And you'll see the storyline. It could be bloodline, it could be old friends, it could be neighbors, it could be coworkers. Once you change, the storyline has to change. And once the storyline changes, people inside the story that's around you either change or they have to go away. It's just the way it is. They either change or go away. They go to another storyline. And whatever storyline they go to, they're still dealing with the same stuff. So they think the grass, like that old saying, the grass is greener. So they leave your storyline because you won't play their game anymore. So they go to a new storyline thinking it's going to be different. And it's not. It's not different. So once you're in tune with the spirit mind, you've gotten rid of all the junk that needs to go away. There's no, nobody. We're always in the sanctification process down here. But I'm saying when you get close, you're in high level synchronicity with God's spirit, his universe, his plan. One turn. The universe lines up with God because God created the universe. So you're in tune with it. Universe, one turn, synchronicity is to S-Y-N, chronos, together turn. So then the storyline in your thought, your heart, your mind has to line up with the storyline out in front of you, 3D. It has to appear because you're in high level synchronicity. If you hate authority, you change jobs and you're going to have somebody else in authority. You're just going to keep fighting against yourself. It's the same stuff repeating, people. And that inner work, that inner work, if you keep running from it, if you keep running from the inner stuff, you'll never move to the next level. You just keep doing the same stuff over and over. If you keep blaming others and pointing your finger out to others, you'll keep staying that same. And sometimes God has to isolate you, put you on the shelf. God has to make you sick. God has to pull some tricks that seem hard, and it seems harsh. God scourges every son he receives, right? So some of those things that he does seem painful, but it's actually beneficial. We know that all things work together for good to those that love God and are called according to his purpose. And are called. You only. This destroys your pride right here. And are called. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish. He gave his Son first. all things work together for good to those that love God and are called according to His purpose. So you have to be called. It was already set. God would have all men to be saved. So it's God's calling. It's nothing to do with you. But if you want to get in tune with it and say, Lord, I want to know what's going on. Even if it's contrary to the denomination that I'm in, even if it's contrary to the culture, the bloodline, the culture lies, the denomination lies, I want to think like you. And so the red versus blue game that plays out down here face to face all the time is to turn you into a new creature, sanctification process. And yeah, it's the Word that sanctifies you, but everything in front of you is a derivative from the Word. Everything is a derivative from the Word. Everything. Because Jesus spoke it all into existence. Source. Our source. God is bringing us back to Himself. And so He's integrating us back to Himself. S-O-U-R is our. C-E is spirit walk. Agape spirit. The letter C is love. E is spirit. So God's source is bringing us, integrating us back into the spirit walk alongside of Him. S-O-R. O-U-R-E-C-E, our C-E. Every moment is the same. Every moment is the now. The same truth. Jesus sat down. God the same yesterday, today, forever. Every moment is the same. You're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. Every storyline is the same storyline, but you are in a... You and somebody else could be in the same storyline, but you're going to be receiving different information than the other person because you're on a different path back to source and you've got a different upbringing and you got all these things in your mind that hindered you from going back to source. And so source is bringing you on your particular path back to Himself. Anyway, that's enough.